When James Dobson was 44, a sobering realization struck him. He had already used 72% of his expected lifespan. This jarring calculation came during a period of profound reflection, triggered by his father's sudden death and his own heart attack. Playing basketball at a local YMCA, a teenager's innocent comment, "You must have been something in your prime," wounded him deeply. Wasn't he still in his prime? The disconnect between his inner sense of youth and the reality of aging became impossible to ignore. Life's brevity became painfully evident through personal losses. During a final lucid conversation with his mother as she declined with Parkinson's disease, he thanked her for her sacrifices and faith. More jarring was his father's death, blessing Sunday dinner one moment and gone the next. These experiences forced him to confront an essential question: what truly matters in our fleeting lives? People seek various forms of immortality through buildings, art, business empires, children, literature, even cryonics. Yet all ultimately preserve only memory. After winning a Monopoly game and returning the pieces to the box, Dobson had an epiphany. All earthly acquisitions must eventually be returned to the box. This perspective transformed his approach to fatherhood, prioritizing time with his children over career advancement. When his son left for college, the emotional impact of the empty nest hit hard. What endures isn't our achievements or possessions, but the love we've shown and the faith we've lived. Society thrives when men embrace their roles as providers and protectors, becoming pillars of social order. Boys and girls are equal in worth, but different by design, differences to celebrate rather than erase. Dobson's masculinity was shaped by dawn hunting trips with his father at age 10-13, forging a bond that inspired him to emulate his father's values and faith. His grandfather exemplified integrity, once giving away a business rather than partner with someone dishonest, earning lasting respect from relatives. True masculinity manifests through selfless love, demonstrated by a father's unconditional acceptance of his mentally disabled daughter at a ski resort. Dobson's father showed how emotional sensitivity enriches masculine character through his relationship with Penny, his toy terrier. His decision to end Penny's suffering when she developed terminal cancer revealed both deep love and moral courage. Men who embrace their emotions may be more vulnerable, but this vulnerability becomes a source of strength, enabling deeper connections. A study revealed middle-class fathers spent merely 37 seconds daily with their one-year-olds, while these children watched 30 to 50 hours of television weekly. This emotional gap can't be bridged by material provisions. Values are caught through daily interactions, not taught through lectures. Dobson's son, believing dirty movies meant films with spitting, illustrated how children naturally absorb values through everyday moments. Modern life has created latchkey kids returning to empty homes. Like the father in Cats in the Cradle, many parents realize too late what they've missed. Dobson witnessed this firsthand: a fatherless boy grasping his hand after church, and a crying girl at an airport whose parent never arrived. Even while writing about parenting, Dobson's workaholic schedule kept him from home for 17 evenings, leaving his daughter in tears. His father's letter warned that raising faithful children requires deep travail of prayer and faith, time that cannot be given if it is all signed and conscripted and laid on the altar of career ambition. Parenting is a spiritual relay race won or lost in the transfer between generations. Three key principles govern family authority: male leadership in decision-making, children's natural recognition of paternal authority, and the inevitable testing of authority throughout childhood due to human nature. While protecting children from abuse remains essential, modern challenges, particularly extreme elements of the children's rights movement, threaten traditional family structure. Dobson outlines five scriptural concepts for spiritual training: loving God wholeheartedly, loving your neighbor, doing God's will, keeping God's commandments, and developing self-control. When fathers neglect spiritual responsibilities, mothers should take initiative rather than wait. Lost days of spiritual training cannot be recovered. Parental authority, exercised with love, prepares children for life's realities and their relationship with God, while creating security rather than resentment. Like a preacher unknowingly standing on a cat's tail, many husbands remain blind to their wives' emotional distress. Even a gynecologist once missed his wife's 5-month pregnancy. Research shows contrasting satisfaction patterns. Women peak at marriage, then decline during child-rearing before rebounding, while men follow the opposite path. This creates tension when wives feel most dissatisfied as husbands focus on careers. Wives typically respond through withdrawal, anger, affairs, or divorce, none addressing core issues. Christian husbands must recognize their traditional wives face modern pressures that challenge their values about motherhood and family. Men need to provide both practical and emotional support through meaningful connection. While biblical submission matters, it shouldn't enable harmful behaviors. For wives with emotionally distant husbands, Dobson recommends building female friendships rather than seeking divorce. Though many consider leaving, they often regret it when facing financial struggles and loneliness. True marital love endures through adversity, as illustrated by the surgeon's story of a husband who learned to kiss differently after his wife's facial paralysis, showing the power of unconditional love. The straight life encompasses daily responsibilities, work, household duties, and financial management. Working mothers face a particularly challenging balance, while single parents carry even greater burdens. When overwhelmed, people face 4 main temptations: pleasure-seeking, romantic yearnings, especially among neglected spouses, extramarital attractions, and seeking admiration from the opposite sex. These often begin subtly before evolving into full affairs, with many establishing another straight life elsewhere, discovering that the grass is greener on the other side, but it still has to be mowed. Overcommitment strains marriages severely. Dobson experienced this when his extensive travel conflicted with his wife's needs for support with parenting, creating significant marital tension. Among executives aged 34 to 42, 80% encounter serious midlife challenges involving physical aging, career dissatisfaction, family pressures, and spiritual doubts. Many realize they've frantically climbed the ladder of success only to discover it was leaning against the wrong wall, often the result of prioritizing worldly achievement over biblical principles. Like adolescence, midlife crisis is temporary, and those who maintain their faith typically emerge with transformed, better-aligned values. While the straight life brings challenges, its rewards, stable families, character development, and spiritual growth, surpass temporary pleasures. Americans' high expectations often breed discontent. During World War II, Germans endured bombing stoically, while prosperous Americans frequently despair over minor setbacks. Christianity's eternal perspective provides meaning amid life's trials. After Dobson's father died, his dog Benji's faithful vigil, waiting by the door and nestling in his master's clothes, showed how love transcends death, proving relationships outlast physical presence. In our materialistic age, prioritizing faith, family, and emotional authenticity becomes our lasting legacy. This vulnerability creates compassionate leadership that guides families through life's challenges.